Today is January 17th, 2020, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading through the book of John and learning how to pray scripture. Before we do, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only, our holy God. This prayer will be brought to you by the whole alphabet. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the artist across the sky, the bountiful giver and the creative Lord. You're our designer, our engineer. You are faithful to us. Thank you, Lord. You are gracious and holy, holy, holy. Emmanuel, you are Jesus, the King of Kings, the love of our life, the maker of all things. You are new with us right now, and you are the one who opens our eyes. Oh Lord, you are powerful, and you quiet our souls. You're the resurrection and the life, the stability of our times, and Lord, you are the teacher of teachers. You are ubiquitously ours, and the voice we long to hear. You have wonder-working powers and are extraordinary in all your ways. You are Yahweh, and Lord, you are the zenith over life itself. Thank you, Father, for Friday. Thank you for a chance to catch our breaths. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of hope in the resurrection. Lord, as we commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s anniversary, Lord, what a man. He looked to you for everything. Help the students to see that he was empowered by you and that he looked to you. He loved you and he gave you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and let all the people who honor him come to know you more. We thank you for all of this, our powerful Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are right towards the end of John 11. The Word of God, John 11, verses 42 to 44. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The word of God. John 11, verses 42 to 44. Praise God for his holy word. Now, the second thing that we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small excerpt of a song, and then I will read the lyrics for you. We have been listening to Be Thou My Vision all week because we're doing only the hymns this year. Our version for today is sung by Audrey Assad. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, ruler of all. And that, dear friends, was Be Thou My Vision, an old traditional hymn versified by Eleanor Hull and sung today by Audrey Assad. Now, the next thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to learn how to pray scripture. Now, we call this, there's a word for that, for no matter what's going on in school, there is something in the Word of God to encourage you, to uplift you, and to admonish you, and also to correct. And so today, let's take a look at knowledge. For in Romans 11, verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable are his ways. You see, the Lord's ways are beyond our ability to truly understand, yet he gives us glimpses of his riches, wisdom, and knowledge each day. Let us praise him everywhere we go. And we are learning how to pray scripture, and I'm learning along with you, my friends. But this is our 98th verse together. I'm so excited. And so I'm going to pray this scripture, and it's only an example, but it is from my heart to yours, to him, of course. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, oh, the depths of your riches and wisdom and knowledge are inscrutable to us. Your judgments are unsearchable. Yet, Lord, you show us daily your riches, wisdom, and knowledge through the manifold witness. The creation cries out as it displays your handiwork. The students are proof of your fearful and wonderful creative power. O Lord, we lift up your unsearchable and inscrutable ways as a gift of awe. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We pray in the gracious name of Jesus. Amen. I have loved putting together a digital album for you of all of these verses that we say and then pray. And you can find these at its own little shortcut, tinyurl.com/TAWFT, which stands for There's a Word for That. So my friends, feel free to share these. They're really pretty. And the flowers represent his incredible creative power. Oh yes, how unscrutable are his ways. We have also committed to memorizing scripture this year in order that we may meditate on God's word. That's Christian meditation. Nothing strange or eerie. It's that ability to replace negative thoughts and ways with the Word of God. And so you need a little toolbox, maybe an arsenal. But this month in January, we are memorizing Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9, but we've chunked it into two. The first part is the memorization, but the second part is the bonus. So do your best, my friends. Try to do just the first part at least. So it goes like this, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your might. Now that's the part that we're committing to, but the rest is a bonus because it goes on to say, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And that, dear friends, is Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 9, our memory scripture for January. Now, the final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to address prayer. Prayer is essential in our schools, with our Christian educators all throughout the nation. Oh, I only know of hundreds of us praying, but I know that there are thousands of us out there. For in every school, there are Christian educators. And the educators are all the adults who come to school to care for the children. He will be through the power of the Holy Spirit to rise up this army of praying educators. So here's places where we can start. First, join us daily with a 1:16 p.m. prayer. Now that's daily meaning school days. And this time of day was chosen because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Now the posture of this prayer is go about your business. But you do need to set an alarm because 1:16 is no natural stopping point. So today, when the alarm goes off, we're going to be praying that the message of MLK Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech is heartfelt by our students and our colleagues. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Now, if for some reason you forget that prompt, just pray. There are plenty of things to pray for right in front of you or for your school community. Now, we also look at a type of prayer each week and sort of unpack it each day. So this is our last day of taking a look at prayer triplets. So for action step number 4, be sure to record your prayer requests. And when you come together next week, report praise reports and or need for more prayer. Now, here's a little hint. All prayers should be under a minute to honor each other's time and to encourage each other to pray regularly. Just find 2 more, my friends, and make your triplet. And now, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our reading from the book of John, from John 11, verses 42 to 44. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. Oh, Lord, we love to hear about what you have done while you walked the earth. Oh, Lord, we love how much you love Lazarus, and we know that you love us. Thank you, Lord. We love you because you loved us first. And, Lord, we lift up all of the celebrations of Martin Luther King this weekend, and we praise you and thank you for such a bold and powerful man who had that awesome message of nonviolence and then pointed all things back to you. Let us be like Martin Luther King Jr., Lord. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the lessons, and we thank you for this celebration. We praise you and love you, and let all things be to your glory. We ask in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until Tuesday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.